DJI Spark versus DJI Mavic Mini, which is better for you 2021? What is the best drone for beginners? Which one is more portable and can fly indoors? What are the differences between all of these drones and DJI's lineup of small-sized models? In this blog post, we will go over what to look for when deciding on a new drone, including features such as portability and indoor usage. Lucidcam will also compare some side-by-side specifications so you can get a better idea of how each model stacks up against its competition. You'll be able to find everything from information about camera specs to flight time ranges. DJI Spark vs DJI Mavic Mini. DJI Spark vs DJI Mavic Mini specs comparison. DJI Spark DJI Mavic Mini. Design: foldable, weight 300 grams, 249 grams, stabilization 2-axis gimbal, 3-axis gimbal. Video 1080p 2.7 kelvins 30 fps at 40 megabits per second. Camera 1 2.3 inches CMOS 12MP 1 2.3 inches CMOS 12MP. Max. Transmission 2 kilometers FCC, 4 kilometers FCC. Max. Flight time 16 minutes, 30 minutes. App: DJI Go 4 app, DJI Fly app. Build and design: DJI Mavic Mini, DJI Spark. Size: 160 by 202 by 55 mm, 124 by 143 by 55 mm. Folded size: 140 by 82 by 57 mm. Diagonal span 213 mm, 170 mm. Sensors downward, forward, plus downward. The Mavic Mini is a well-named aircraft. It looks and folds almost exactly like the Mavic Air 2. It's not a bad thing. They're beautiful aircraft that folds down to a very useful size once you get used to the sequence. Although the Mini can be carried in a jacket pocket, it is recommended to store propellers in protective storage. You'll also need a remote control to monitor and adjust. The DJI Spark is a little more chunky than the Mini, despite its smaller diagonal. This is due to its rigid frame. Although the propellers can be folded out of the way but not the arms, that's why they are so stiff. The Mavic Mini's arms bend slightly when opened. This criticism cannot be directed at Spark. This flex doesn't seem like a problem, and it could be beneficial if you were in a collision. This is slightly more likely for the Mini because it doesn't have a collision detection system other than a downward landing sensor. The Spark can see up 5 meters, 16 feet ahead. It can also stop flying towards an object and not hit it. The Mavic Mini's hull looks a lot like a binocular system, but they are not. DJI Spark vs DJI Mavic Mini, speed and maneuverability. DJI Mavic Mini, DJI Spark. Horizontal speed 13 meters per second, 14 meters per second. Ascent speed 4 meters per second, 3 meters per second. Descent speed 3 meters per second, 3 meters per second. Both drones can be used in close proximity to family and friends. However, neither drone is suitable for windy conditions. It's not recommended to fly beyond a gentle breeze before scale. Because they are from the same stable, their flight characteristics are similar. DJI default and mode 2 control via two sticks or virtual sticks on your smartphone screen if the Spark is not controlled by a radio controller. It is simple to understand, especially since both drones have GPS, GLONASS, positioning and altitude sensors. The aircraft will hover in place if you release the controls. The Spark's speed drops to 13 miles per hour when its obstacle sensors are activated. However, videography and photography rarely require high-speed flight. The Mini's C mode will produce the most stunning footage. This mode allows the drone to fly at a very slow speed in order to capture beautiful cinematic shots. Mavic Mini vs Spark battery life. DJI Mavic Mini flight time 30 minutes, DJI Spark flight time 16 minutes. You may be familiar with DJI drones. They are intelligent flight batteries with a built-in one-press charge meter, 4 LEDs. This is the most visible aspect of intelligence. The batteries monitor how long they have been idle and then start discharging to a safer level within a few days. DJI Spark does all of this as a professional model. It is powered by a 3S3-cell LiPo that produces 1,480 mAh and weighs 95 grams. Although the battery's check button is easily accessible from the drone's back when the battery is in place, the drone's design feels unnecessarily bulky in comparison to the Mavic Mini. Mini uses a similar Li-ion technology but with a 2S configuration that produces 2,400 mAh. The battery pack contains 100 grams and is used primarily to store charge. There is also no built-in battery meter. The inconvenience of not being able to self-test batteries is offset by three things. First, the Mini's battery has nearly twice the flight duration. Second, the Mavic Mini's airframe includes a tester circuit so that you can quickly test the current battery. And third, spare batteries are less expensive because they are simpler. The Mavic Mini can also be used as a charger when connected with a USB-C power source, which is a great way to save money on the accessories you need for travel. DJI Spark vs DJI Mavic Mini Gimbal. DJI Mavic Mini. DJI Spark. Axis 3, pitch, roll, yaw. 2, pitch, roll, tilt, minus 90 to plus 20, minus 85 to 0. The technology which sets camera drones apart from toys does not actually have a camera, but whether the camera is treated with respect. Specifically, is the camera protected from the vibrations and sharp leaning and tilting of the fuselage with a powered gimbal, a device quick enough to compensate for all that unfriendly lurching and also to allow you to tilt your shot from the horizon down to a more aerial angle at will. Both the Spark and the Mavic Mini have one, though the Spark uses the bare minimum two-axis method and relies on programming an operator to ensure there are no harsh left or right turns, while the Mini's three-axis gimbal compensates for yaw too. The first two axes are by far and away from the most significant, but having the third is definitely a win for the Mini and can make the video look smoother, especially if the drone is making complicated turns in the shoot. The Mavic Mini also offers a slightly greater range of movement, tilting all the way down to a plan view at 90, rather than the Spark's 85. In addition, though it's limited to 0 by default, the Mavic Mini can tilt up to 20, up should you choose. DJI Mavic Mini vs Spark, control range. DJI Mavic Mini, FCC 2.5 miles, 4,000 meters, CE 1.25 miles, 2,500 meters, DJI Spark, FCC 1.25 miles, 2,000 meters, CE 1,600 feet, 500 meters, transmission distance doesn't necessarily indicate how far you can fly. It is a measure of the strength and range of your radio signal, as it would be in a desert without wind or other sources of interference. Your actual flight limit is typically the distance you can maintain visual contact with your drone or 500 meters, whichever comes first. Both drones can perform within the allowed flying range. However, the Mavic Mini is better at this task. Both drones should not be operated from far away from the pilot, as they use a Wi-Fi frequency that is restricted compared to high-end drone radio systems and susceptible to interference. You must use the Mavic Mini's remote control as a monitor. The separate remote is optional. Your phone's Wi-Fi strength is what will allow you to reach the Spark. This limits your range to 100 meters, better than the phone at the bottom, but not as good. Spark only offers gimbal pitch tracking. This is because you can't use the remote control. It allows you to tilt your phone up or down so that the gimbal can adjust the angle of the camera. Asterisk, due to regional legislation, the maximum range of these drones will vary depending on where you live. Use the FCC figure in North America and the CE figure for Europe. DJI Mavic Mini vs Spark stills. DJI Mavic Mini. DJI Spark. Resolution 4000 by 3000 pixels, 3968 × 2976. Sensor size 1 2.3 inch 1 2.3 inch. ISO range 100-3200-100-1600. Effective focal length EFL 24mm 25mm. These drones are almost identical in resolution. They also have 1/2-inch imaging sensors, very similar to the ones found in mid-range phones. The Mavic Mini appears to have benefited from spending a few more years refining DJI's processing algorithms. It seems less susceptible to excessive saturation. However, neither aircraft can capture raw images, so photographers generally agree. To deal with bright sunlight, you can and may need to add ND filters. However, you should pay attention to the preview when you compose, as any blown highlights are likely to stay blown. The Spark uses depth sensing to jazz up photos. It offers a cool shallow focus option at a social media friendly 1440 by 1080 pixels and stitched panoramas in both horizontal and vertical. There are also burst, bracketing, and other options available. However, only 3 frames have a 0.7 EV bias. DJI Mavic Mini vs Spark Video, DJI Mavic Mini DJI Spark. Resolution 2720 by 1530 at 25/30 FPS, 1920 by 1080 at 25/30, 50/60 FPS, 1920 by 1080 at 20/30, 50/60 FPS, 1930 by 1080 at 30 FPS. 1920 by 1080 at 25/30, 50/60 FPS. Bitrate 40 megabits per second, 24 megabits per second. Professionals may prefer 4K or 8K videos. However, drones with higher resolutions can cause more problems than they solve. If your videos are shared on YouTube, Instagram, etc., the Mavic Mini's 2.7K resolution is an excellent solution. You can easily slip a 2.7 Kelvin's shot in a 4K edit, and no one will notice. Although the video is very sharp and pleasing in quality, there will be some noise and low lighting due to its large sensor. Spark is behind with a limit at 1080p, Full HD, but this is still a good resolution for most purposes. Although the bitrate is lower, it is still a good thing. However, there are fewer pixels, so the video is very pleasant quality. The fact that there is no higher frame rate option on the Mavic Mini is more disappointing. This is because the Mavic Mini can record up to 60 frames per second at 1080p, which is great for editing slow motion. Both drones can produce great clips. However, Spark's video is more focused on the moment and the Mavic Mini has the ability to make a better edit. DJI Mavic Mini vs. Spark image quality. The drones have a 2.3-inch 1.2MP camera, which gives them great imaging capabilities to create social media footage. DJI Mavic Mini has a 3-axis motorized gimbal that stabilizes footage along with the pitch, roll, and yaw axes. DJI Spark features a 2-axis motorized gimbal that stabilizes footage along with the pitch and roll directions. DJI Mavic Mini's video performance is exceptional. It shoots super smooth, 2.7 Kelvin's Quad HD videos that can be transformed into art. DJI Spark is ideal for beginners with 1080p video and 1.2MP stills. These are great for taking selfies. Autonomous modes. DJI Mavic Mini Quick Shots, Rocket Drone Circle, Helix, Circle, Circle, DJI Spark, Palm Launch and Palm Control, Selfie, Make an Image with Your Hands, Follow Palm Land, Active Track, Rocket Drone Circle, Helix, Tap Fly. A drone as a camera. Drone that can't perform flawlessly will not be able to fly. All drones have different processing speeds and prices, so they all make the right trade-off between their sensors and the price. Purely in hardware terms, the Spark is more equipped than the other pair. It has dedicated object tracking sensors that can take over at close range. The drone can offer quick shots, 15-second effects such as orbit, circle, or zooming out drone. The Spark also offers what is known as Jedi mode, or, more boringly, gesture control. Simple hand gestures can be used to command the drone to place or take a photograph. Although it is a little more complicated than some other movements, it is easy to master. Active track is another feature of Spark. It allows you to follow a subject that the drone software can recognize through the main camera. Although it's a fantastic feature, it requires some processing power that isn't available in the Mini. Smooth motion is a slow flight mode that allows for cinematic shots. It can be used to get the shoot, but it's not automatic. Intelligent functions. Even though it is an entry-level camera drone, DJI Spark has many intelligent features such as tap fly and quick shots. Quick Shots allows you to create creative videos by simply tapping. TapFly allows you to control DJI Spark using your smartphone screen, while Active Track intelligently follows the subject you choose. DJI Mavic Mini also offers quick shots such as Rocket, Droney, and Rocket. These shots look just like they were taken on a Hollywood set. Through the DJI Fly app, the everyday flycam provides a simplified experience for flying. Mavic Mini offers a simple user interface, pre-made templates, and editing tools that make it a great choice for everyday drone flyers. Flight performance. DJI Mavic Mini is a great choice for flight performance. It can fly up to 30 minutes and has a 4 km HD transmission range. 4 km for FCC compliant models MT1SS5 and 2.5 km for CE compliant models SRRC. The measurements were made in an unobstructed environment free from interference and with the aircraft at a constant speed of 14 km per hour. DJI Spark offers a maximum flight duration of 16 minutes and a 2 km HD Wi-Fi video transmission asterisk. Flight time estimates are based on constant 20 km per hour speed in windless conditions. Actual flight times can vary depending on the environment. Flight safety. DJI Spark and Mavic Mini can fly with a GPS signal. Downward vision sensors allow for precise hovering. DJI Spark is also equipped with a 3D sensing technology that can detect obstacles up to 5 meters away. DJI Mavic Mini owners can attach a 360° propeller guard to protect their aircraft and protect others while flying. You can check out the list of DJI Spark Tips and Tricks 2021, top full guide to learn more, Mavic Mini Spark, verdict. The DJI Spark and the Mavic Mini are both very useful drone. However, they're designed for different customers. The Mavic Mini is the best choice if you want the highest quality output and feel that a controller should be included in the package. The Mavic Mini is a great choice for serious vloggers that have friends to capture their footage. However, the Spark offers a range of smart features that could make it a more useful companion for family trips. The 1080p video is clear enough to allow us to recall our favorite moments. Jedi mode is great fun, and the frame is solid. DJI's decision to replace the Mavic Mini's software with a less useful phone app is causing it some problems. It has removed useful features such as the combined battery meter, return distance warning chart, and warning bar. Although it's a small loss, it's still quite disappointing. The Mini is a newer model that weighs less than 250 grams. This makes it a better choice than the Spark. However, if they were released at the same time, it would have been the lower model. Video resolution is an important feature for many creators. The Spark's additional features may be offset by the Mini's, but neither one is wrong. Conclusion: the DJI Spark is a great little drone that packs in some amazing features while staying lightweight and mobile. If you're looking for something more professional, the Mavic Mini might be your best bet. It offers performance on par with its bigger brothers but still has the compact design of an ultra-portable machine. Whatever your need, one of these drones will do just fine. We hope this article helps to narrow down your decision between these two models so you can get back to enjoying flying.